Happy hump day, bitches. Brandon Lynette here, your host of Listen Bitch Podcast. Let's do some housekeeping. I want to make sure you're in my Listen Bitch Facebook group. Make sure that you are following me on TikTok so you can see all of my fun marketing videos. And by fun, I mean, they're just fucking basic bitch. I speak some truth. I give you some topics and that's it. I don't do any of the commercial bullshit. Fucking everybody's doing the dance and all the things. I can't. It doesn't feel good to me. It doesn't feel aligned, I guess. I don't want to do what everyone else is fucking doing. Okay. So I'm very adamant about standing apart from the bullshit. Make sure you are subscribed to the podcast and that you share the fuck out of it with your friends, family, share it on your social media pages, put it in your family group text. Make sure people are listening. Okay. You're getting some fire shit this week. Like, I'm on fire. Bitch, it's hump day and I'm already like, damn, these are some good episodes. Are you really? Make sure you leave a review. You don't have to do anything else. You could buy me a cup of chai if you want. You could Venmo me some cash and support my matcha drinking habits. Or fuck, you could buy my cat a new sweater too. You could do that. You could do that. He's growing fast. We're about to go to mediums now. He's got a small one right now and I just feel like, I don't know. I have to cut the cuffs off because they're a little tight on his little feeties. So yeah, you're getting the podcast for free. All I'm asking is for you to dose out a big fat helping of share the fuck out of it. Okay. And then make sure you're subscribed for emails at brandonlynette.com because I write love notes. I'm writing love notes. I do like it. Just checking in with you bitches. I've got every fucking area of your life covered, okay? You should be tuning in if you want to become a powerful creator of your life and not just a fucking stand-in player. What do they call those? The non-active players. I don't even know what the fuck they call them, but don't be one of those bitches, okay? Don't be a fucking complacent fool. I want you to be a powerful creator, a powerful being. And I want you to choose your vibration. I want you to choose the things that make you feel good. Bitch, how could this podcast not make you feel good? And speaking of feeling good, so today's topic is how to release sadness. And I'm talking about this because I've got some bitches that are sad on my wall. And I get it. I'm going to tell you something. It's the same people sad for all the time about everything. And this is the thing. Science has proven this, okay? Science has proven that when people are sad, they look for more sad things to keep them in the sad feelings. Like literally, groups of people were given images, not sad people and sad people. Okay. Sad people held on and went back to sad images. Non-sad people just saw them and moved on to good feeling images. Sad people chose sad music to dwell on their sad feelings. Happy people chose happy music. When you're sad, you suddenly start attracting and looking for everything that makes you feel sad. And you use it as a trigger. I don't know the science behind why. Like, bitch, why do you want to stay there? Like, do you not feel worthy of feeling good? And I get it. Like, we are bombarded with emotional challenges. We've got the pressure to succeed, the need to keep up. FOMO, I get this bitch, the fear of missing out. And then we desire that perfect relationship and work satisfaction. And this can evoke volatile combination of emotions. This is going to create a whole lot of fuckery. So before we talk about releasing that, let's learn why we should, okay? Because I'm going to tell you right now. Society is not teaching you how to work with emotions, but it's teaching you how to block and avoid them. Okay. You've got your little, you know, serotonin hit by scrolling on your social media, right? An immediate response. You're just coping. You're not dealing with stuff. You're avoiding. Okay. You're covering shit with alcohol, prescription drugs, recreation drugs, screen time. There's a multitude of ways that we're avoiding our feelings. And then when we do acknowledge them, we swat them away. Like with the bullshit things, like what your parents used to say, suck it up, get over it. It's fine. It's no big deal. Right? It's toxic. It's toxic shit that we tell our kids. And I catch myself sometimes telling my kid it's no big deal. Then I'm like, oh shit, but you have big feelings. This is a big deal to you. I get it. It's a big deal to you. To them, it is. Could be the end of the world that they don't get, you know, 3 Go-Gurts at dinner. The end of the fucking world. I get it. But this is the thing. Like, you are literally what you're doing to your body. Okay. The fight or flight response of staying in the emotions, the sadness, the stress, is that you are hitting the gas and the brakes of your car at the same time. If you literally sit in the parking lot and keep your foot on both things, the shit's going to blow up. You're doing this to your body. You're making it a fucking pressure cooker. Emotions have energy that pushes up for expression. That's it. Listen to Monday's podcast to know what I'm talking about. But this fucks with us. And then we try to react with our bodies, like, you know, we constrict our muscles or we hold our breath, and then we start feeling anxious, and we're doing these things with our bodies that are not fucking natural. Your body's not meant to be tensed up and stressed the fuck out, okay? It should be very relaxed in a calm, zen-like state, right? Yesterday's podcast, be zen, bitch. Be zen. But the way we deal with these, it's just feeding symptoms like anxiety and depression. That's it. We're stressing our body out. It's not only linked to mental illness when we're just holding on emotions, blocking them, literally blocking it is just packing it down and tucking it away for later. Okay. Just keep tucking it away like a ticking fucking time bomb, because your body cannot hold all these emotions. But this shit is literally linked to mental illness. And then you've got physical problems. Okay. You've got heart disease, intestinal problems, headaches, insomnia, autoimmune disorders. People that are ruled by their emotions without any awareness that this is happening. Check yourself. How does your body feel, and how are your emotions lately? If you are not happy and you are not at peace and you're not having a great time, I guarantee your body feels that somewhere. You probably have headaches. You're probably stressed out. If you're continuing to mask shit and just tuck it away, like you're going into the alcohol just to drink to avoid the feelings, right? That's the last fucking thing I would resort to when I'm feeling bad. I can have a social drink when I'm feeling good. If I want to drink because I'm feeling bad, fucking get the fuck away from me. If I'm feeling bad or bored and I want to have alcohol, that's a fucking mask. Deal with the feelings, bitch, right? We're not here to cover them up. You're feeling stressed out, so you skip your life and you go scroll on everybody else's life. The shit is fucking with you physically. Not just firing, like, it's fueling your anxiety. 1,000%. Okay. And it's just feeding your depression. Like, you're giving these sick things in your body food. Like, you are creating a monster in yourself. You're going to have the physical symptoms. When you're going through something, I want you to ask yourself, your body starts hurting, your stomach hurts. I want you to ask yourself, right? Man, what have I been going through this week? Not just like what you ate. Okay. And yeah, if you just went to a Chinese buffet and your stomach hurts, bitch, we know why. But I'm saying, like, really, if you know something is off, I want you to ask yourself emotionally, where were you for the week? Where are you now? Literally, neuroscience tells you that the more emotions and conflicts that a person is experiencing, the more anxiety they're going to feel. And this is part of your vagus nerve. It responds to these emotions triggered by the brain, sending signals to the heart and the lung and the intestines. And they ready the body to take appropriate action to fucking survive. But bitch, you're not even in danger. You're just choosing to be sad today. And then all of a sudden, your body just starts responding on its own. We pre-program it. Like, you're just programmed, okay? If you really had to think about everything you're doing with your body all day, you'd be fucked. So everything's kind of just like on a hard drive. Okay, this is how we respond. We respond by ignoring, masking, tucking it down, and just holding on to it. Let's just simmer in the sadness. Let's feel bad. And then the worst part is that you're going to start feeling bad, and then you start beating yourself about feeling bad. the role that emotions play in creating physical suffering and healing, it's the focus. It's the focus. But it's not becoming a mainstream standard of care. This is what makes me so mad about doctors these days, because we don't get to the core issue. And even if you go to a psychotherapist these days, 90% of them are not practicing awareness. Okay. They're giving you the medication. They're, you know, doing everything to continue masking it. But if you can take some skills, you become self-sufficient to know you're a creator and you could do the research on your own. Do the fucking research on your own. That's it. And we're going to talk about that. But when you learn about the automatic nature of emotions and learn to identify and work with the core emotions beneath the anxiety, you're going to feel and you're going to function better. So bitch, we want to release the sadness, and that's what we're going to talk about today. Okay. We want to release it because it's fucking killing you. It is killing you slowly. And we're going to go through 13 different steps to help you just fucking let go. Okay. What can you do when sad thoughts are weighing you down and making it hard to take care of the shit you're responsible for? Because the truth is, sorrow is a part of life. There are ways to build your resilience. Denying or suppressing your emotions will backfire every fucking time. Your feelings are going to build up and complicate your life even more. So if you can find effective ways to cope, use these fucking methods, you can release the sadness. And I know this is going to help you so much. So we're going to go through it. Some steps to take on your own. Okay. Number one, you have to accept your feelings. And maybe you grew up in a family where sadness was a weakness or uncomfortable emotions were ignored in the hopes they would just go away. Our parents did the best they could. They worked with what they had. You have to imagine like their parents were probably like less aware than they were. Okay. But healing begins with acknowledging your feelings. And this means you have to let go of some old family beliefs, right? If you're in my Facebook group, Listen Bitch, we journaled a little bit about family last week, about what we need to release. This is some of the shit that matters. So go back and maybe you need to redo last week's journal entries to just kind of figure out, what are you holding on to with your family? Maybe it wasn't okay to have big feelings. Maybe it wasn't okay. Start today by healing, by acknowledging your feelings and giving yourself permission to do that. Okay. Number two is find your fucking words. Clarifying your thoughts helps. Increase your self-awareness and understanding by distinguishing between different experiences, such as loneliness or grief. I said it yesterday. Name it, bitch. Name the emotion. Number three, let yourself cry. Let yourself cry. I am the queen of holding back tears because I cry so fucking easy. I cry when I'm mad, when I'm happy, when I'm sad, when I'm angry, when I'm everything. Like, tears just come out. I could feel really calm. Like, I'm literally just talking to my husband right now. He came to say goodnight and I'm just standing in front of him. I'm like, man, I'm feeling really snacky. And we both said it at the same time because I want a drink. I'm bored and I want to drink and I'm going through dry January. So I am just triggered for alcohol right now. I, you know, haven't had a drink in a while, like two, I don't even know. I don't know, but I'm acknowledging what I'm feeling in the moment and I'm literally, tears are coming out. It's not even a big deal. I was just like, oh, I'm feeling snacky because I want to drink, you know, just kind of laughing it off. Tears are coming out. Let yourself fucking cry for whatever it is. I used to tell my husband, I'm sorry for crying. I'm sorry for crying. I'm sorry for crying because no matter what we're talking about, like, tears are coming out and I know it makes people uncomfortable. I used to apologize to my daughter because she's very stoic. She's very stoic and she's uncomfortable around people that are emotional. We're like complete opposites. I used to apologize. I don't anymore. I just do it. I'm like, let's just roll with it. I don't know how long it's going to last or why I'm doing it or whatever, but here it is. Shedding a few tears eliminates toxins. Okay. Bitch, I am detoxifying myself. That's it. I'm detoxing. Detoxifying? That's not what I wanted to say. I'm detoxing. Okay. And it causes hormonal shifts that lower my stress and it strengthens my immune system. I say me because I'm a crier. Okay. But that's it, bitch. Pick a safe time and place and give yourself permission to cry. And by safe time and place, I mean like I've had to pull over because I'm literally driving and crying and I can't see. Okay. So safe means like pull over, do whatever you have to do. Okay. I just got my kitten, bitch. I cried like it was a 2.5 hour drive. I cried for a solid hour of that drive. And the first 30 minutes, I was parked on the side of the road because I could not drive because I was crying so much. It was a happy, beautiful emotion. It was definitely releasing years of desire of like a dream came true and all the things. I totally felt like so just euphoric when I got home with the kitten. I think part of that was releasing the emotions. I let them go. Number four, take deep breaths. Simple breathing. Are you guys going to get tired of me talking about breathing? Too bad, because you need to do it to live. Now I'm just going to help you. Why are you eating my journal? Why are you eating my journal? Harold wants to say hi and get some attention. And his, oh my God, he just slapped me. His way of doing that is eating my journal. It was bath day. And I feel like he's pissed maybe a little bit. I don't know. He literally just took his little paw and smacked my face. Oh my God, he's going through the teenage years, I guess. He was a baby for a minute and now he's a rebellious little fucker. Take deep breaths. Simple breathing provides relief. Okay. Inhaling and exhaling slowly, inhaling through your nose, exhaling through your mouth. It eases physical symptoms of sadness. You know that fucking tension headache you get? Breathing helps. Or, bitch, I get that lump in my throat. Do you get that? Like that hollow, crazy ass lump. I get it when my kids are leaving and I just have to like breathe through it. And it's crazy. That lump in my throat, I've gotten it since I was a fucking kid. I remember being in like elementary school and getting that in my throat, like either from embarrassment or frustration or sadness. Cause you know, kids made fun of me and shit. It's whatever. I mean, I've had that lump forever. Like it's a core memory for me. I breathe through it. Keep a journal unless you have an angry naked cat who's going to eat it and tear the pages up. Maybe writing your thoughts down are going to help you process them. And literally, a journal gives you more opportunities to spot patterns and reframe your thoughts. You've got to choose a format and try to write for at least a few minutes each day. My journal prompts in my Facebook group are literally like one little sentence. It's not like a whole paragraph of shit you have to work through. Like I think today's journal prompt is like, in what ways do I feel defensive? Like what, you know, what's the situation? So it's just giving you a tool to express yourself and to be able to learn to communicate yourself and to be able to spot those patterns, because that's what we get into. We get into that, you know, just, we teach our body. It's the pattern. A few minutes a day. I'm not telling you to take an hour and do the things. This little fucker is eating my notebook again. Stop it. Stop it. Express your creativity. Writing is just one of the options for channeling sadness, okay? Sometimes you can use your sadness to feel your creativity, right? I mean, if you listen to music, how many songs are out there because of a breakup? You know what I mean? This encourages self-reflection. So maybe be inspired to draw or cook or write a song or write a poem or write a book. I don't know. Do something creative. Plant a garden. Use that and just kind of plant your sadness in with the flower. And then every day you're going to pour love into it to just, you know, encourage growth. Number seven is listen to music. And like I said, studies have shown when you're sad, you listen to sad music. That's against the rules here, bitch. You have to put a emergency playlist on standby of songs that lift your spirits. Okay. Dance and sing along to whatever it is that's going to get you pumped up. Move your body. Number eight, work out. Exercise is a powerful antidote for sadness. I know that they say it even helps symptoms of more serious depression. Literally, I can agree to this because I'm depressed when I think about the fact I have to go work out. I'm not a fan of it. Okay. Not a fan, but I'm very happy when it's done. I feel very good and strong and accomplished. I'm one of those bitches that's like one day in the gym and I feel like I should have a six pack because I fucking put in the work. You know what I'm saying? I just feel that powerful. So I could say it helps depression because I'm depressed before knowing I have to do it. Once it's over, I feel really good. That's it. And the cycle continues because tomorrow I'll just be like fucking depressed, but I'll get it done and it'll be exciting. Keep things interesting by designing a variety of routines using activities you love so you don't get bored. What do you love to do? Fucking what's a dance? Zumba, bitch. Whatever it is, like find something that you love to do. Okay. Practice self-care. Making regular exercise one part of your overall wellness. Eat a balanced diet. Get 8 hours of sleep. Skincare routine. I never had one. This is like the first year I've really, well, last year. Okay. I got into it last year, so long ago. That was the first year I really got into it. And now I love it. I love the things I'm doing for my skin, for my face, for my body. It just feels good. It feels really good. And it brings a level of softness to my life. It feels good. It's part of my self-care routine. It's just making sure, you know, I'm taking care of things on the outside like I am the inside. And then there's some steps to take with other people that might be feeling sad. You know, call someone, talk to loved ones if you're going through a major setback, or maybe when your minor frustrations are piling up. If you talk about it, it makes the problem not so big. And sharing your concerns helps to put them in perspective. It gives you new insight. The best therapy for me, bitch, is the podcast. Literally, when I'm talking to you guys or I'm talking about a problem, like things are clicking and it makes sense because I'm putting it out there. I'm talking about it. It makes it not so big. Help out other people. Focusing on other people will definitely make you happier. Find some volunteer work online in your local community. Go through, you know, the drive-thru and buy yourself a coffee and pay for the car behind you. Lend a hand to someone. The solution to your own predicaments might pop up while you're directing your efforts elsewhere. It's like that thing you're chasing. You never catch it. But if you can distract yourself and focus on something else, then a solution could just come to you. This one is my favorite. If you are having a tough time, pet your pet. Pet your dog. Pet your cat. Literally, there's a fuck ton of research confirming that interacting with animals is less stressful than talking with other humans. You could cheer yourself up by scratching your dog's ears, take them for a walk, cuddle your cat, all the things. I am 100% an advocate for having pets. It's a great distraction. Get your mind off other things. And who doesn't love animals more than people? I know y'all do. I know y'all love animals more than people. Who doesn't? I mean, they're just magic. Follow the research. It's fucking science, bitch. Okay. And listen, if your sadness has lasted for weeks or it's interfering with usual activities, you probably are literally clinically depressed. Okay. Go to fucking therapy. Help is available. There's a hotline. Find a doctor. I mean, there's a ton of options. Even hiring a life coach. You have to stop eating my notebook. Hiring a life coach definitely puts perspective into things you're doing, and you're not focusing on the past. You're focused on the future and solutions. But the best advice I'm going to give you right now is to be gentle and patient with yourself when you're feeling the feelings. Developing effective coping strategies is going to help you thrive during dark times and enjoy happier days. Everybody has the bad days. You just don't get to stay in them. That's against the fucking listen bitch rules, is that we don't stay in our sadness. We move on, we prepare, and we find joy, bitch. We find joy. I love you, and I'll fucking see you tomorrow.